Mystery man came over and he said, I'm out of sight. He said, for a nominal service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing and able to pay him his regular fee, he would drop all the rest of his present affairs and devote his attention to me. But I said, look here, brother, who you jiving with that cosmic debris? Don't you waste your time on me. Now the mystery man got nervous and he fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery rope and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor or a can of foaming goo. But he told me right then, when the top popped open, there was nothing this box won't do. With the oil of Aphrodite and the dust of the Grand Wazoo, he said, you might not believe this little fella, but it'll cure your asthma too. But I said, look here, brother, who you jiving with that cosmic debris? Don't you waste your time on me. Troubles of my own, I said, and you can help me out. So take your meditations and your preparations and ram it up your snout.
But I got the crystal ball,
he said. So I held it through the light and I snatched it all away from him and I told him how to do it right. I wrapped the newspaper around my head so it looked like I was free. And that's a mambo tambo thing. I told him he was going to see. I robbed his rings, pocket watch, and anything else I found. I had the sucker hypnotized, couldn't even make it sound. And I proceeded to tell him his future then, as long as he was hanging around. I said, and your old lady is just gone down. Look here, brother, who you jiving with that cosmic debris? You could make more money as a butcher, so don't you waste your time on me. Don't waste your time on me.